Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Ramon Ray. Ramon is the guy who's in charge of smallbiztechnology.com, also Smart Hustle Magazine. His books are his third book is Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing. And he's our good friend Ramon. Thanks again for being with us. You're out there across the marketplace. You're bumping into small business owners all the time. What are you seeing when you talk to them about how they're preparing for the next steps in the life of their business? What are you running into?
Yeah, I think the big thing, Jim, sadly, is that many are not prepared. Now, there's many who are doing well.
Not prepared for what?
Well, they're not prepared for success.
Really?
For example. I interview people and do different segment and different type, you know, small business and technology things, Jim, as you know, for Smart Hustle, et cetera. So I had an interview with two young men, and, Jim, I was saddened they weren't ready. They couldn't speak well. They went too long. They went off topic, and they had a PR firm. So
what?
I was a bit, yeah. I was
How
a
long
bit,
have they been in business?
Well, they're a startup, but about a year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they're not mature, but I was just saddened because
How
the PR guy said, I'd say they're a bit 30 years oldish.
Wow, they should know better then.
They should. But the PR person said, can I have another chance? So my point, Jim, is that I think for businesses that are applying for financing, looking to hire new people, looking to start a business, Jim, be ready. You often don't get a second chance.
If you're borrowing money, if you're looking for investors, if you're looking for customers,
mm-hmm.
if you can't instill confidence, you're screwed. You're toast.
Yeah, I mean,
you can't even fake it till you make it if you can't fake it, right?
That
I mean, you've at least got to instill confidence. I remember when I had my consulting company when I first started out, I'd show up at a client's office and they'd say, and I'd be planning on doing one thing, and they'd say, hey, what about this? Can you help me with that? I'd have no idea what they were talking about.
Right.
And I'd say, yes, sir, I can take that. Let me have it.
Right.
And I'd walk out and I'd say, how am I going to do this?
Yes,
but I would do it. But when I left, they believed I could do it.
Right. And that's part of it, Jim. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I'm going to have to use that quote. You know, Jim's book of quotes. If you can't, please hit it again. You fake it until you make it. If you can't fake it.
You can't fake it until you make it if you can't fake it.
Right. And I think it's so true, Jim. That's been my history. I've been in business for about 20 years doing my first conference. I'll never forget. I had a sponsor. Ramon, are you sure 300 people will come? Are you sure? Have you done it before? Everything was no. But I instilled confidence. So when I was talking to these business owners, Jim, it just reminded me, and I told their agent, I said, God, you need to train them and have them ready. They were too early. They weren't ready to be interviewed by me. I'm not some big guy like Jim, but still, they were too early.
Well, so there are some people, you've heard of reporters reporting inside their head, getting out and doing the research, not doing the reporting, not getting elbow grease and getting their feet on the pavement.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think businesses are like that. Business owners are like that. I call it, have you been to town?
Mm-hmm.
I say, you know, has this person been to town or have they not been to town?
Right.
If you've been to town, you know how you're supposed to act. If you haven't been to town, you don't know. And I one quick example. I've been working for years. I was a middle-aged, almost middle-aged,
mm-hmm.
and I started working in New York City. I've been trained by the best, Sears, Xerox, the U.S. Army.
Mm-hmm.
I had really got some great training and some great experience, but I didn't know what world class was until I started doing business in New York City. And that was my come-to-town experience. And so after that, everything else I did had to measure up to that.
Right.
And so when I went anywhere else, it was I had instilled confidence. Those people you were talking about, they need to go see what world class looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And a lot of people never do that. They never leave town.
Right. I like that.
Their little village, and they don't go to town.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And I think part of it, Jim, I must say, starts being when you're a child or a young person, as you kind of hinted, you were middle-aged, but I think just we have obligations to train our children about first class, and I encourage the young people listening, you know, get an internship. Work hard for somebody, you know, not free labor only, but get experience.
Oh, yeah.
Go to town.
See what world class looks like.
Yeah. It's because, so important, Jim.
Because that is important. And so you're saying these guys were looking for somebody to fund them, I guess? Were they looking for funding?
Right. Well, the funding, yes, but more so they just wanted an interview. They were like, you know, let's get some press, let's get Ramon to interview us and do an article about us.
Oh, I
but
see.
Just,
yeah.
Right, but I was asking questions. They just weren't ready. They were talking all over each other.
And they didn't realize that you weren't just interviewing them about themselves. You were interviewing them to see whether you were willing to risk your brand with them.
Exactly, and I took them seriously. It's just, but so.
And also,
advice,
you didn't want to work that hard to put lipstick on that pig, did you?
Oh no, I was thinking, should I have my editorial team redo the podcast and all this? So I said, guys, I just can't run it. I don't have the time for it. And so, you know, I wish so. My lesson to the business owners hearing this is that before you go stretch and do big things, if you can't, make sure you fake it well or you can execute.
It sounds like those guys should not have started their business. It
right.
sounds to me
Correct.
Like they weren't ready. They weren't ready for prime time.
I agree. And definitely
even
not
though they've
interview.
Been in business a year, even though they were in their 30s, they weren't ready for prime time.
Right.
If you're
going to
start a business, you've got to be able to you. One thing you got to know is you got to know what you're not good at.
Mm.
Don't you think?
That's very true. Yeah. I mean, I'm going through the same thing, Jim. I mean, so as we may have talked before, well, this goes back to your other broadcast as well, to give her credit about coaching. I mean, I have a coach, Jim. I have a monthly call with someone to challenge me, stretch me, and smack me in the face.
Right.
Financing. It's a weak area of mine, Jim, but I know I need to know it. So what do? I have a CFO, you know, a small business
you gotta
CFO.
You got to know what you don't know. Smallbiztechnology.com, is that right?
Indeed.
All right, stand by. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.